Tim Versalotti is director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, and an absolute go-to for this program because he knows so much. It's that simple. Tim Versalotti, welcome.
Great to be here.
Okay, so what are you picking up on the polls? Anything interesting?
Oh, well, early polling on President Biden is pretty positive at this point. It's early to be measuring things like job approval, but national polling about his efforts and conduct in between the election and the inauguration were very positive. His early job approval ratings are positive as well, upper 50s, low 60s. In contrast to President Trump, who never in most national polls cracked 50%, even from the start of his term. So President Biden is, I'm not sure we'd call it a honeymoon period because it's a very difficult time in our country. He is at least getting the benefit of the doubt early on.
So, Tim, a little bit more about Trump. When he leaves office, he never, as you say, cracked 50%, but where was he?
Oh, he was pretty low, depending on the polling, as low as the upper 20s in job approval in one national poll, more often mid-30s, upper 30s. Gallup, which has been measuring presidential job approval for decades, said that the average job approval for President Trump was lowest among all of the presidents they had measured, and that he left office with the lowest approval, among the lowest approval ratings as well.
Now, as we know, Tim Versalotti, we do know that Trump is talking about running the next time around for president. These numbers aren't too good for him, are they?
No, they really aren't. A lot will depend on some other events that are coming up, his impeachment trial, any other litigation that he may face for his business and financial dealings. It is, though, quite possible for him to win the Republican nomination again in 2024, depending on the path the Republican Party takes in terms of do they follow down this path of continued support of former President Trump, or do they try to turn the page? A 2024 race, there are just so many factors to think about in terms of who would be the standard bearer for the Democrats. What we do know is that there are structural advantages for any Republican candidate in the Electoral College. So it's important at this point in time not to completely count out former President Trump.
But we do know, and you pollsters have really been doing a good job on this, show us the allegiance that so many rank-and-file Republicans have in this guy, even now, after all the disgrace and everything else.
Yeah, it's a really more an affective connection, an emotional connection to Donald Trump and what he symbolizes, as opposed to based on policy accomplishments or the circumstances surrounding how he left office. There is just a connection, an emotional connection that a number of Republican voters still have to Donald Trump. And the question becomes, with his inability to easily communicate with that base, will that connection begin to atrophy and weaken over time? Trump no longer has Twitter as his favorite social media platform to use to communicate with his followers. And it begs the question of that old adage, out of sight, out of mind. Will that affect his standing with his base going forward?
Now, what are you picking up on the polling about the way in which Biden is doing? We know that you started out by saying he's above 50%, which Trump was never able to do. But how much of that has to do with Trump's unpopularity?
It could be mirror images for sure. I think there outside of Trump's base, there is a certain amount of fatigue about Donald Trump as his term was winding down. For the average American voter, there is only so much intensity that one can take in terms of what's going on in the country. And there's no doubt about it that the attack on the Capitol on January 6th absolutely hurt Trump's standing among people outside of his base. And I think that translates into a sense of goodwill for Joe Biden in this way, that if nothing else, a Biden presidency is not going to bring the nonstop 24/7 drama that the country was experiencing under President Trump for the past 4 years. They just govern in different styles and different manners. And I think that is working to Biden's advantage, at least for the moment.
Now, Tim Vercellotti, what do you think about the Trump impeachment trial? He's been impeached. It's a question of whether he gets convicted. The WAGs are all saying they haven't got enough Republican votes. What are you seeing?
So the New York Times did what we would call a whip count, contacting members of the Senate or going off of their public statements. And what the Times reported recently was that there are 27 Republican senators who say absolutely not, they will not convict President Trump. You need 67 for a conviction. So that leaves 73 senators up for grabs. About 39 senators are saying, oh no, absolutely, we're in terms of convicting the president. And there are a lot of folks up for grabs. Even Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has indicated he would be open to voting for conviction. We've seen similar statements from Senator Romney, from Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. There are a handful of senators leaving at the end of their terms in 2022. Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, Richard Burr of North Carolina, now Rob Portman of Ohio, perhaps they might be open to convicting. And Ben Sasse of Nebraska, who has presidential aspirations of his own, is not one to count out as a potential vote for conviction. That's still a long way from the 17 Republicans that would need to vote to convict if all 48 Democrats and the two independents vote to convict as well.
I was just going to say, and that's a big if, because at least two Democratic senators are saying nothing doing.
Right. And what we have to bear in mind, it is interesting. Initially, Democrats were frustrated that the trial would not be starting until the second week of February. But now that may play to their advantage in that as more information comes out about the storming of the Capitol, about the role of perhaps Trump campaign officials in encouraging or, well, staging the rally, and then the president's own statements encouraging his supporters to march on the Capitol. As more and more information comes out, that may actually strengthen the House manager's case against Donald Trump in the Senate trial. So it will be interesting to see whether this delay actually does serve to press the Democrats' case in a more successful way.
Tim Vercellotti is director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, and as you can tell, a guy who thinks a lot about all of this. Tim, when we come back the next time, I got lots more for you. Thanks so much for
I'm
being
looking
here.
forward to it. Thank you.